In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As Abuna said during the Synaxar, today is the 29th day of the blessed month of Misra, and our church used to celebrate in each 29th day of the Coptic month. We celebrate three main occasions, three main feasts. We celebrate the commemoration of the Annunciation. We celebrate the Feast of Nativity, the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And also we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. So, as you noticed, we pray today in a joyful melody. Salib Tariqa Farayhi, because we celebrate these three occasions. And actually, when we celebrate Annunciation or commemoration of Annunciation, Nativity and Resurrection, we can summarize that we celebrate our salvation. We celebrate our precious, valuable salvation, the most precious gift granted to us from God is salvation. God granted us so many things, so many blessings, so many good things. But the most precious of these gifts granted to us from God is salvation. And I can say to you that salvation, which have been granted to us through the sacrifice or through the blood of the Son of God, when he was nailed on the cross, lifted to the cross to offer salvation to the whole world, to all the sinners. This salvation, although it happened on earth, and although it happened on our accounts, for our, we are the human beings. But I can say to you that the influence and the effect of our salvation is not only restricted on this earth, but this influence of salvation extended even to the heavens, even to the host of angels. And I can explain it in few words. In the book of Revelation, we read that there was a song. This song, all the host of angel says or used to say in heaven. They used to say to God, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive power, glory, and blessing." Why? They continue their song and say, "For you created all things, and by your will they exist." بيسبحوا ربنا لأنه خلق كل الأشياء وهي بإرادتك كائنة. And were created. They used to praise God by this song in the book of Revelation chapter 4. But in chapter 5, this song have been changed, and there was a new song they started to sing. The song in the heaven have been changed, and it became like this. You are worthy, O Lamb of God, to take the scroll and to open its seals, because or for you have slain, or you were slain, and redeem us to God through your blood. So the song has been changed from praising and blessing God because He is the Creator, and this is a great song. God is the Creator, and the host of angels use to praise God because He is the Creator of all things, and by His will they exist. Now, what happened? What happened after our Lord Jesus Christ offered this precious salvation to me and to you and to everyone? It happened that the host of angels started to change the song. It started to say a new song, to praise God because you were slain and redeemed us to God through your blood. ابتدوا يمجدوا ربنا مش بس لأنه خالق، بل لأنك ذبحت واشتريتنا لله أبيك من كل قبيلة. Out of every tribe, every tongue, and every people, and every nation. اقتنيتنا لأبيك من كل قبيلة ولسان وشعب وأمة. And that's why this salvation is very precious, because it is not only we are the human who rejoiced by this salvation, but also all the host of angels. This is one point. They changed the song they used to say, from praising God as a creator to praise God as a redeemer who was slain and redeemed us through His blood. So when we celebrate our salvation, we are celebrating a very precious salvation. Saint Paul says to me and says to everyone, how can we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? كيف ننجو نحن إن أهملنا خلاصا هذا مقداره. This is one point. The other point is amazing, actually. We read in the book of Revelation about the throne of God in the book of Revelation, chapter 4. About the throne of God, St. John says that before the throne of God, there is a sea of glass like crystal, بحر من زجاج شبه البلور. And in the midst of the throne and around the throne, في وسط العرش وحول العرش, four living creatures. And these four living creatures, it's amazing to know how they look like. The first one like a lion. The second one like a calf. The third one have a face like man. And the fourth one like a flying eagle. What does this mean? Actually, my beloved, also, there is a mystical fact in this living or four living creature.
The one having the face like a man. Or I can say to you first, these four creatures represents the four stages of our salvation. How? Our salvation have four main stages. Incarnation, God became man. Crucifixion, our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross. And the third stage is resurrection. He rose from the dead on the third day. And the fourth stage of our salvation is ascension. So, incarnation, crucifixion, resurrection, and ascension. Come with me to see that these four living creatures, بنقولهم في العربي أربعة حيوانات غير متجسدين. ترجمة غير دقيقة. Because they are not animals. They are living creatures. Full of eyes in front and in back. And the first one who has the face like a man, it represents the stage of incarnation. Because Abuna says in the liturgy, after a while he will say, was incarnate and became man. God manifested in flesh. So the first one of the living creature represents the first stage of salvation, which is incarnation. That who has the face like a man. The one having the face like a calf represents the stage of crucifixion. Because our Lord Jesus Christ was led as a lamb to the slaughter. كشات تساق إلى الذبح. And St. Paul speaks about our Lord Jesus Christ saying that indeed Christ, our Passover, was a sacrifice for us. لأن المسيح فصحنا ذبح لأجلنا. So the second one, which have the face of a calf, represents the stage of crucifixion. The third one, who has the face of a lion, represents the stage of resurrection. Because resurrection means power, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. لأعرفه وقوة قيامته. And the fourth one, which is like a flying eagle, represents the stage of ascension. It's amazing, my beloved, to know that our salvation was presented in heaven. Not after we have sinned and fall down. But even after we are created. Before the creation. Our salvation was presented in heaven. Through these four living creatures. We were a thought in his mind, and we were a pleasure in his heart. كنا في عقل الله فكرة وكنا في قلب الله مسرة. And that's why God planned to redeem us, planned to save us, and he planned our salvation. And our salvation is presented in heaven through these four living creatures. And that's why we have nothing more precious than this salvation. We have to watch. We have to take care of our salvation and our inheritance. Another point which will reveal that our salvation and our inheritance was prepared for us even before our creation. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, Matthew says what? He says that our Lord Jesus Christ, in his second coming, he will come in his glory with the holy angel with him. He will sit on the throne of his glory, and all the nation will be gathered before him, and he will start to separate them one from another, as the shepherd divides the sheep from the goats. يميز بعضهم من بعض كما يميز الراعي الخراف عن الجداء. And he will sit the sheep on his right side and the goats on his left side. Then the king will say, دي النقطة بقى المهمة. This is the most important. The king will say to those on his right side, come blessed of my father. تعالوا إلي يا مبارك أبي. Inherit the kingdom prepared to you from the foundation of the world. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Our inheritance is prepared for us not after the crucifixion and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, but our salvation and inheritance was prepared for each one of us from the foundation of the world. منذ تأسيس العالم. It's amazing to know how precious is our salvation. And that's why, be careful, be aware, not to neglect this salvation. Be sober and vigilating. اصحوا واسهروا. For your adversary, the devil, is walking like a roaring lion. إبليس عدوكم كأسد زائر, seeking who may he devour. يقول ملتمسا من يبتلعه. أحبائي, الخلاص اللي احنا حصلنا عليه واللي دهنا المسيح مجانا, ده شيء ثمين جدا جدا جدا. النهارده بنحتفل ببعض اعياد هذا الخلاص العجيب, البشاره والميلاد والقيامه. ما عندناش اعز من كده نحتفل بيه, ما عندناش اعز من كده نحافظ عليه. عشان كده انجيل النهارده واحنا بنحتفل حتى بيدينا احساس ان ربنا بيشرك الملائكه في عمليه الخلاص. تقولوا لي ازاي؟ هو مش بيشرك الملائكه في عمليه الخلاص يعني الملائكه هيخلصونا. نو when God wanted to restore man to his first state, neither an angel nor an archangel, neither a patriarch nor a prophet have you entrusted with our salvation. لا ملاك ولا رئيس ملائكة. ائتمنته على ايه؟ على خلاصنا. لكن برضو ربنا حب يبقى للملائكة دور. وجهة نظر كانت عجيبة جدا, ان الملائكة كان ليهم دور في سقوط الانسان, اقصد الملائكة الاشرار. الملاك اللي بقى شطان ضحك على ابوينا ادم وحواء وأسقطهم في الخطية. عشان كده جه المسيح لكي يصنع مصالحة بين السمائيين والأرضيين. You have reconciled the earthly with the heavenly. يعمل المصالحة. عشان كده اختار ودبر ان الملائكة يبقى ليهم دور, الملائكة الأبرار. يجي ملاك ويبشر العذراء زي ما هو موجود في الأيقونة. النهاردة بنحتفل وبنقرا قراءات البشاره. في البشاره يبقى في ملاك يجي, وفي الميلاد ملاك يجي ويقول للرعاء ابشركم بفرح عظيم, وجمهور من الجند السماوي ينزل ويقول المجد لله في الاعالي, وليلة آلام المسيح يجي ملاك ويقويه، بمعنى يقول له لك القوة. وفي القيامة أيضا يجي ملائكة ويبقى واقف واحد عند الرأس والآخر عند الرجلين ويتكلموا مع النسوة. وفي الصعود يجي ملكين ويتكلموا مع التلاميذ ويقولوا لهم ما بالكم أيها الرجال الجليليون. الملائكة حب المسيح يصالحنا معاهم ويصالح الأرضيين مع السمائيين. عشان كده في القراية النهاردة بعت رئيس الملائكة غبرييل للعذراء مريم عشان يبشرها. ياريت نتصالح مع السمائيين، وياريت نتصالح مع الله، وياريت نحافظ على الخلاص السمين اللي ربنا ادهلنا. وما فيش حاجة تشغلنا عن هذا الخلاص، ما فيش حاجة تضيع الخلاص ده مننا. كيف ننجو نحن إن أهملنا خلاصا هذا مقداره؟ ربنا يديكم جميعا نعمة وبركة، نستمتع بهذا الخلاص السمين ونفرح قلب المسيح، وإحنا كمان نفرح بهذا الخلاص السمين. لإلهنا كل مجد وكرامة من الآن وإلى الأبد، أمين.
Son of God was incarnated of the Virgin. Alleluia, Alleluia. Son of God was born in Bethlehem. Alleluia, Alleluia. King of glory has risen from